Welcome to today's Newcastle Bulletin, and we'll start with news that Steve Bruce has defended Joe Linton against mounting criticism and praised the character of the misfiring striker. Well, eyebrows were raised when the Magpies paid Rapid Vienna a club record £40 million for the Brazilian last summer, and doubts over his ability to score goals have proved to be justified. The 23-year-old has bagged just one Premier League goal while contributing two in cup competitions, and there's growing frustration among the supporters. He seems devoid of confidence in the final third, and Bruce knows he's under pressure, but stressed that he had little choice but to play the former Hoffenheim forward due to a lack of numbers. He told the Chronicle, "There's been a lot on Joe Linton, but we haven't had the ability to change. We haven't been able to give him a break because of the problems we've had." Well, failing to score for such a long period is bound to cause problems, but Bruce has been impressed with the way that he's dealt with adversity. He went on to say he's never squirmed away from it, and always trained well. It has been a big learning curve for him. Meanwhile, reports claim that Rafa Benitez was set to sell John Joe Shelby last summer had he signed a new deal at St James's Park. Well, Shelby had some brilliant moments under Benitez, playing a big role in the promotion season, but he seemed to be way down the pecking order last year. After Sean Longstaff emerged, he and Matty Hayden became Benitez's first choice, while Mo Diama was also picked ahead of him. The Athletic claimed that the former Liverpool star would have been on his way had the Spaniard not left the club. Finally, Newcastle have taken steps to help prevent the spread of coronavirus. The club has announced that they have increased the availability of hand sanitizer throughout the public and non-public areas of St James's Park. They've also stopped the players posing for photographs and signing autographs with fans and cancelled stadium tours on match day, while access to the dressing room, tunnel area and dugouts will be restricted to essential personnel only at all times.